What is going on, everybody? This is Roster of the Burbank Misfits. And of course, I'm always joined with my co-host, CW.
That's me.
And you're listening to The Misfit Effect. And we got a pleasure for you. You know what? This is the last episode of season two. And season, you know, finale. What? We want to go out with, you know, the biggest bang possible. And we actually waited a month for this interview person because we wanted to make sure that we can end with her. You know, we had to do it right. So we have someone who, you know, she won Best Live Performance for in the Bank Awards in 2020. She was the 2019 Clip Performer of the Year. I don't know, like Best New One. And she's been nominated for many awards. She is a glorious, glorious person. Like, ever since I met this person, you could just see by her smile that she enjoys being who she is and everything. And she just livens up rooms, you know. She's just a very fun person. Like, if you ever get an opportunity when we're out of, you know, Corona, to meet her at any event, you know, please make that happen because you would love every bit of her. You know, so without further ado, we have Miss, the wonderful Miss Kid Mercy.
Welcome to the show.
That was so sweet.
So Miss Mercer, for the people out there who have the, you know, the displeasure, the unfortunate in their lives to not know who you are, can you please tell everybody who you are?
I am Kit Mercer, new porn starlet, adult entertainer, and former webcam clip artist. I still do clip work. I've been in the business for a year and a half, if you count COVID time. I don't know.
See, that's
and I moved from Chicago to LA to dive into the industry and kind of carved my niche, and I've loved it so much.
I moved from Chicago to LA to do whatever I wanted to do in life. Yeah, that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're from the Midwest?
I am.
Cool.
He's from the G.
From Indiana.
We're both from Indiana. So you got two Midwest.
Heartland.
Yeah. Heartland.
I think
how'd you get into the industry?
Are the best people. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what people, I feel like when you meet people out here, they're like, so where are you from?
You're not from here. How are
yeah.
you?
Oh, so what's different about me being from here? It's just like, you just seem real, I don't know, nice or something. Oh.
You seem okay. Nice.
Isn't everybody like that? No, not out here.
Not in LA. We're just like people who are really, really mean for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll argue.
Different than New York, though. It's like a different flavor of meanness.
Yeah.
I've only been in New York once, so I can't really judge. I was only there for a weekend.
Go.
In New York, it's like everyone's hustling, so they just can't be bothered. Here, everyone's hustling too. But it's like a different hustle. So it's like, I'm too important to be bothered.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so. Like, you're not working on my level. So we can't even be like friends. We can't associate with each other. Like, because
how
like.
How many followers do you have? No.
You're real cool, but we can be friends. Give 10,000 more followers.
Yeah,
I'll give you my phone.
That's a good judge. Some people really judge you. Like, well, you only have 2,000 followers. Who are you? What are you?
I don't know. Just a person it's trying like, to really? Live.
People haven't realized who I am yet. Let me get there. But right. Then you got to be a complete bumble clot, you know?
So, how did you get into the industry?
Well, as I mentioned, I used to webcam and do some clips, and I kind of just inadvertently fell into that. I was really sexual and looking for some partners into certain things and trying to like explore my limits and boundaries more. And I stumbled upon this site that like you could meet other adults on, but you could also cam on. And I didn't know that, but I just couldn't. It was the only button that worked was the cam button. So I clicked it. And like there's people on there and they're like commenting and they start tipping me. And then all of a sudden I can like access different parts of the site. And I was like, well, this is a cool way to like get free access to the site, but damn, I'm making money. I'm naked in my living room. Like, and I get to.
I was doing this for fun.
It's like win-win. Everyone's happy. Like, I'm doing what I love best and I'm giving pleasure to people at home that are watching me. And those fans were kind of the ones that helped like finalize my decision.
Transition.
Because I had been thinking about it for a while, even though it had nothing to do with what I was doing. Like, I had guys that I would hook up with, like, give me books written by porn stars and be like, read this, it reminds me of you. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, like, that is me. I missed my calling. I should have been a porn star. And, you know, here I was, like, 33, thinking I was, like, too old to do porn, like porn only wants like young girls, you know, like I'm not gonna have like I'm not gonna be successful because I'm, you know, past that teenage or whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, you have like because we always talk about this sometimes that like once you hit a certain age they always throw you in the category, and the category that mainly all your videos are is that MILF category.
Mature, MILF, somebody's teacher, boss.
Yeah, stepmother, so.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, like, so that, as long as that exists, people who are older than 27 can get worse.
Right. I'd say 25. It depends on, like, your face.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people, they're like, oh, yeah, mature, and then she's like, I'm 24. And you're like, well, it's probably makeup. You probably do actually look young, but I guess you don't look young enough to be 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I've noticed too, like, a lot of the 18-year-olds, when they glam them up, like, full glam, they look so much older and more mature than they are as well. So you can do a lot with
some. Some of them, they make them look younger, some of them, so.
Yeah, it's, no, it's some they want, definitely. It all depends.
I mean, but you have a very great look, you know, compared to everybody else, you know? And that basically really separates you from some other performers in the industry right now, so. That's why people are gravitating. That's why you have a lot of fans. People really... I really love your, like, your
my
your sculpture.
I can't see your hair.
Sculpture. Huh?
My sculpture.
No, I was trying to think of the word, like, you know, you were chiseled out of, you know, your
sculpture, Rockstar. That's a good one. I've never heard that one.
Yeah.
I really like your
sculpture.
My figure, my physique.
Hey, I couldn't think of words. Words aren't coming to me right now. You know, English is a fun language. Too many words.
Well, yeah. I'm super flattered. Like, I definitely try to avoid comparisons as much as possible. Like, I was thinking about this morning, and I was like, you know, everyone says, like, their advice is don't compare yourself in the beginning. And it's super hard not to because, you know, you also, like, want to watch experienced performers to learn. So you're kind of naturally, your brain wants to go there. But you really have to force yourself not to and to realize that there's, like, a ton of different flavors, you know, like, and just be your flavor and people will gravitate towards you, like, if you're real and you're enjoying yourself. So, like, don't try to be someone else. And the more I like lean into like authentic Kit, like the more fans kind of find me. So that's exciting.
Yeah, people like that authenticity of like performers, I noticed. Like, is this, I guess now with, I feel like so much interaction, there's like, yeah, it used to be like, oh, there's this fantasy. This is a person I'll never know at all or know anything about them. But now it's like, well, I can reach out and talk to this performer. So it, I guess it doesn't mess with people's, I don't want to say mess with people's heads. Yeah, no, I'll use that. Mess with people's heads so much if they're like, the fantasy and the reality syncs up somewhat, even though it does because, you know, you're the person that's doing, providing both. But if they think like, oh, well, you're really enjoying this work, then this makes me enjoy it even more.
Absolutely, yes. I think that, like, in a nutshell is kind of why a lot of my fans have gravitated towards me, is they can just see how much I enjoy it and that comes through on the screen. And if I can't, if I'm not enjoying it, like, that also comes through on the screen too. I'm not a good enough actor yet, like, you know, fake it, but most of the time I'm lucky and I have really amazing scene partners. I've had great experiences on set.
I feel that.
I don't want you to like burn anybody out or anything, but I've been wondering this because I've noticed like a lot of female stars talk about like people being respectful on set. And I mean, kind of the work is sensitive enough. I don't understand how, like, I guess the level of disrespect that happens that seems to be reported.
Yeah.
And I mean, if there's so much somebody says, there's so much something somebody doesn't say, so.
Right. There's a lot more that people don't say, I think. And I think, I mean, that's also why some things get to the scale and level that they do is, you know, somebody doesn't feel safe saying something or like their voice will be heard without like retaliation or having it like affect their work. So a lot of people don't say things because they're not really in a position to, you know, like they need that paycheck to pay their bills or something, or maybe like, who knows what kind of background they came from, but they were taught like never to speak out, maybe by their family or whatever. So they are not comfortable asserting their boundaries. And like, none of those things are necessarily excuses or reasons to blame, but they're considerations that everyone kind of needs to have on set. And I think in general, if people were kind of more considerate and empathetic and thought about like, you know, the atmosphere and the energy and everything that they're creating on set and wanting like everyone to be as comfortable as possible, because if you're comfortable, like you're going to be yourself and all that's going to come out like in your performance and on screen for viewers. So like, try and set that, you know, atmosphere where people can thrive and be their best selves.
And I agree with you, because I do like
like that's exactly how it should be. You wouldn't like, want to be like, oh god, this person, and okay, now we gotta fuck.
Yeah. It's so weird sometimes, like I'm just like, why are you talking about that right now? Like, this dick is right in my face, like shut up.
I
want to focus on this.
So like, can you, I mean, I'm into this, but can you be quiet like over there? Like, you, yeah, you're really ruining the mood.
Yeah, I don't care about what you ate for breakfast. Like, I mean, if they're the time.
Panini was so good.
What you ate for breakfast, maybe while I'm in the makeup chair, but. You know, when it's go time, like that's what I'm focused
and
on.
You're no longer who you are. It's like, I'm Kit right now. We're talking about this.
Which I love. It's so funny. Like, until my clothes come off, like I'm not the full personification of Kit or whatever. Like, like once my clothes are off, I'm like my most comfortable self. And like, people would be like, whoa, what happened? My clothes came off.
Yeah, her clothes came off and I came out. Hello.
Kit's here.
Yeah, which is kind of like, I mean, it's cool. It's kind of an analogy to like my career as well. Like, I just kind of like had to quit like caring about what society said that we should be and, you know, what is important, and just kind of pursue where I found joy and like where I found satisfaction, and like it was a good fit, something that, you know, I really could see myself doing for a while.
A lot of people don't see it like that,
right?
They're like, I don't, it's very interesting because it's an industry that makes, despite so much like pirating, makes so much money, and everybody's like, porn stars, look at her, look
while
at him.
While they're buying it,
12 hours later, what was their names again? Let me type this in before I go to bed.
Absolutely, yeah, you get it, 100%, like, 90% of the population probably consumes porn, and 10% will admit to it and not look down on porn stars. But like, if we weren't there doing our job, like, what would you come to?
And then you'd be somebody who you hear talk about it negative all the time. And then you have a one-on-one conversation with them. Yeah, I know, yada, yada. Like, how you know, yada, yada? They're,
you know, sometimes me and the wife, you know, I know I'm a pastor, but you know, sometimes me and my wife got to pop in that Big Booty Bitches Volume 3. And, you know.
Which is funny, like, if you go into, like, some of these, like, kink and swinger sites, and like you start meeting people, like, you know, different people into different things, like you realize how common like fetishes and kinks and group play and things like that are. But like, people are hide their freak side like from the rest of the world. They're just like,
yeah, I think.
No.
I would say this. Some of our guests and even CW have learned more about like my kink side than they probably wanted to know, like, because I don't really talk about it at all. And after the, and before the injury that I had, whatever, it was a lot worse. So it's a lot of weird stuff that Raw was into before he got injured. That may you say, I've met you, Rust, or it doesn't match the uniform.
But it's actually funny because it's fairly kind of common. Like, yeah, like you said, if you look at sites and stuff, you see, and in my experience in viewing some of these places, it's a lot of couples. It's a lot of like
tons of couples.
Tons of like every like yeah. You're like, okay, it's mostly all couples.
I love couples so much.
it's very interesting because it's like, oh shit, you guys really, y'all really do love each other. This is okay, like, this is not some weird like, yeah, I'm paying him back or paying her back because they did this. It's like, well, most of the time, but it's like, oh, you guys are just like kind of, your tastes have evolved with each other, and you're like, hey, I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
So let's just have some takeout sometime.
Keep it spicy.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely. I would say you see like two types. You know, you see the type that's really new and kind of like experimenting with it, and it can go, you know, one of two ways. Either like the relationship ends, like it's kind of a means to an end, like it shows them that, like, amplifies whatever problems they have in their relationship, and helps them like part ways, you know. But also, like, if you've been around for a while, or, you know, both people are into it and there aren't any issues in the relationship, it usually brings the two people like closer together, and it gives them like all these shared experiences and stories, like for their little fantasy bank.
Because I mean, I know a lot of people just they're together. They use it as an example when they try to duplicate it. Pretty much, I said they try to duplicate it. They try to duplicate what they watch.
Oh yeah, oh, yes, yeah.
And try to say, oh, how did she do that position?
I feel like they should put a warning like on some words, like not for amateurs. Like
some of the stuff I'm like, come on, her knees. Her knees gotta be hurting. Like
what type of
I know they did that cut. They had to like roll off because like those quads had to be like on fire.
For sure, yeah. It's actually something that's like really interesting that I hear about a lot, is like how people do try to emulate it, and especially like young men or young women like that stumble upon it before like having any other introduction to sex. Like they learn that like that is what it's always like, and that's not the case, and especially not for your first, you know, handful of encounters. Like, but
yeah,
it's really, there's so much that like you're missing out on that happens with sex, and it kind of creates this expectation for them that I think it's gonna leave like both partners, you know, disappointed, like not sexually gratified, because they're trying to create like copy something instead of just focusing on their partner.
I feel like, you know,
very true.
I don't know if this is just my viewpoint, but that if you both are in your first time, no matter what, it might be awkward in any sense of the way anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you may have seen, you know, videos or whatever, and seen this and that, whatever, and you still have that, you know, I know what I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm doing aspect, you know. So it's always... It's always that first time weirdness going into it.
Absolutely. I was like, it doesn't fit. Like, why won't it go in? So it's supposed to just slide, right?
Yeah, this is what
thought this thing.
Yeah, yeah. In the beginning, you're like, okay, so we're doing this.
No, but I mean, a lot of porn leaves out foreplay, which I think is like really crucial for like great sexual experiences.
That's true. And
the best
that's
orgasms, like, you know, if you can add in some foreplay, like it's gonna be a more powerful orgasm for sure.
That's true. That's why I think, like, because I've said before here that if I'm watching a porno, I enjoy the entire storyline, whatever. So I want, you know, like, I need the why, then I need the foreplay, and then I need the sex. And, you know, I need all that together. Otherwise, it does nothing for me. So, and I don't know if that's just because I'm older, but I need every aspect. Because if they just start into it, and then all of a sudden they just having sex, it's like, okay, where's the you know, getting the sensual part, you know?
It's so great to hear you say that, because you're literally like the ideal porn consumer. You know, you're the person that when I'm having like a tough day on set, I'm like, someone's gonna watch this. Someone's gonna care. But you're best into all of it, like, because there's a lot of people, most of the time that we spend on set is like not the sex, it's everything around the sex, the storyline,
and everything. True. That's
like very time consuming to shoot. So a lot of people, you know, when we're shooting that part, are like, who cares? Like, people are just going to fast forward.
I mean, but, there are people who just fast forward and they just want the sex, or they just, depending on what type of scene it is, are looking for a certain position or a certain shot.
True act, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, if they know. Absolutely, that,
yeah. I mean, especially if you're in a hurry, you know, I'm in a hurry, like, need to come quick, and it's like, I'll just take a cum compilation, please. Like, see, all those shots, you know.
See, I've joked and said I'm the type of person that, like, we're gonna have popcorn and start watching it until I get to the point where I want to.
See, I'm okay. I have a weird sense of order that I like, though. Mm-hmm. So, like, if it starts and then people are just having sex, I'm just like, okay, nah. I need to, like, I don't know. I guess it's how I think it goes in my real life. Like, you know, maybe I don't need a storyline, mm-hmm. but, you yeah. know, maybe some kissing.
See, I need the whole thing. Like, so this is your stepmother and you coming home from college.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and okay, I'm just giving an example. So, like, okay, this is your stepbrother. You're from college, whatever. She's mad at you because you didn't clean your room. Okay, and y'all are arguing, and then, like, then it comes to whatever, and then, like, y'all get into it. Okay, I understand the story. I understand why. I understand what you're doing. I understand this, and I understand why you got to get it in. And then
wait, and then
it's like, I'm stressed out
even
because
with that I don't understand.
I'm stressed out because your daddy ain't give me none. You stressed out because you ain't getting none in college. So hey, let's do this.
Okay.
That's a storyline right there, and it makes, and even though it doesn't make sense, it makes sense. I understand.
You're not washing your clothes this time when you come home, Billy.
It's just logical, right?
It's like, okay,
both people need
now
to
we're talk. Having sex.
Yeah, both people need to get laid. Both people need to get it in, and I understand that. You know, being in quarantine and not getting down for a while, I understand that. So I get it. Oh. I get Billy Payne.
I just shot a really fun quarantine theme scene that is going to be cool. Because quarantine's changing everything, right?
Yeah. No,
I know people are going back to shooting right now, and I'm glad that everybody's being safe with that, with everything that they have to get tested for beforehand with the COVID test and everything. And I'm just glad that everybody's keeping safe and doing all this. And I'm glad that they're able to make their money now. I just know the first few months were just horrible because nobody could shoot, really. And if they did, they weren't supposed to, and or they were only doing it for their OnlyFans. And, mm-hmm. and I know a lot of people make a lot of money on OnlyFans during the quarantine.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they have. But it's like, it's rough right now. And, you know, COVID just attacked a lot of people. And if you were brand new and you had nothing come out yet, because companies hold on to scenes like it's their lunch money, and they can't give it out. They hold on to it forever. And then when they finally release it, it's like, you were tired 2 years ago and they just not releasing your scene.
Like, ain't she a nurse now?
So it's like I just I'm glad that people are going back to work now, and I'm glad that everybody have found other means to continue on with their career. And as you said earlier, like, you've been in for a year and a half, if you like count the time of quarantine, and it's like, that's crazy, because, like, mm-hmm. honestly, I thought you were in a lot longer than where you were, because I think I met you at XRCO in 2019, maybe, in person.
I think it was June or July.
Was that before or after the last Jake's party we went to?
2019. This was way before. But this was 2019, and I believe this was at the XRCO where I heard initially. So this is the long, like, but I thought you were in a lot longer than that. But I know that's where I initially met you at.
Yeah, I get that a lot, which is like pretty cool because, you know, I'm always thinking in my head that like I need to be doing more and shooting more because, mm-hmm. you know, I'm just kind of like really amped about it. I'm excited mm-hmm. and like I got time to catch up for, you know, I haven't been in this for like 10 years. I need to
yeah.
get some stuff in. But yeah, it is growing. It just takes time. I think that's something that like when you're new, you don't understand is like, it does take time for the companies to release the scenes and people to like see you and your name to get out there and your fans to find you and like, stay patient. Like, don't give up hope, you know, like just because it doesn't happen like instantaneously doesn't mean that like you need to give up or it's the end of the world.
That's what some people think, and it really hurts them because they feel that if they go out and they have a weekend, whatever, and they shoot like 3-4 things, whatever, they expect, you know, to blow up that next month.
Yeah, like it's gonna explode. And it's like,
you know, yeah, I understand that you might have shot a lot of great scenes, but you know that these people hold on to stuff forever. So yeah, they can't have that mentality. But I know for you, whatever, like, I've seen your name in a lot of places. I was like, okay, check out Kit. And I know, like, we had someone who you did the oil. We had RG Mills on here earlier. Now we talked about you briefly on there because you did the oil wrestling with her. And, like, I was saying, yeah, like, you have to love Kit for doing that because that was a fun thing to watch.
Fun. It's cool because like Spank Bank recognized me for a live performance like on Cam and like the Cherry Pimp show that I did, and then like hearing you and like all the great feedback that I got from that oil wrestling. It's like, and I just really love performing, like, and having fun. And that oil wrestling was, like, the first time I've ever done anything like that. But it was such a blast. Like, Audrey and I had done a wrestling match, but not with oil.
You were telling me that when you both had arrived there, because I was waiting up. I was standing outside when y'all both arrived, and I'm like, okay, this is gonna be fun, you know. Yeah, you both should enjoy this, and I'm glad both of you did. So yeah.
Audrey and I have really great.
Y'all have good chemistry. Yeah.
I love working with her. Like, we have really similar builds, and really similar personalities. Like, you know, she's super athletic, being like the collegiate soccer player, and I have played sports forever, like, and, you know, been athletic as well. And I think like playing those team sports, like, it's so easy for us to play off of each other and just kind of like build up our energy and stuff
because, like, y'all sync,
like, we know what an assist looks like, you know.
Y'all sync like, really well.
Yeah we're like working towards the same goal and everything, and she's so much fun, like. Cool. If people haven't seen it, they should definitely check it out because it's on Audrey and mine.
Maybe I'll have to check it out.
I guess there's only one thing that bothers me about the way that they allow me to record there. And it kind of bothers me, but, you know, it is what it is.
What is that?
Because, like, I know the video that's up there is probably the video that I sent you. And I have to use my phone to do it. I can't use like because you know I do photography too. So like all my camera stuff, like I can use it and it's a lot better quality, whatever, but they won't let me use those cameras there.
I wonder why that is.
They probably have like an official photographer or something, right?
No, they don't.
Oh, they don't.
Like a liability thing, like.
No, they just want rather people be there than me record it.
Okay.
So like.
I get that. Yeah. If people know they're going to be recorded, they won't show up because.
Yeah. But the thing is, and this is one thing that I've always said to them.
You're like, I don't.
We play off the crowd that we need, you guys. Like, it was part of what made it so fun was, like, all the people that showed up. Like, I mean, people I hadn't met, people I'd met once, people that were like, yeah, I'm here to support you, Kit. I'm like, yeah.
I can't see this.
No, it's like I don't think people show up, but like, for example, like let's say CW wants to watch that, and he lives in Texas, whatever. Mm-hmm. Like he can't just fly out for one night and say, okay, oh, you're wrestling. And then, you know, you gotta realize that even though like these performers are coming here to wrestle, they're gonna get paid for whatever, they want to show this to all of their fans, whatever, you know. And if they're doing this for the pay that you're giving them, you gotta like, you know, have some type of leniency, you know. And that was the one thing that like I kept, you know, pushing for, whatever. And
we'll just throw them some money. We'll throw them a little bit of money, and maybe they'll let us do it.
Yeah. Maybe, yeah. I don't even get paid for what I was doing, so that's a difference.
Fire cut. Everyone wants a piece. That's what.
Well, no, I mean, I got paid for, you know, just having people like bringing out some of the girls, but it was like I was doing more marketing than they were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you were marketing that hardcore for sure. Yeah.
And it's like I'm not getting paid to market. I'm doing this because I want the girls to get, you know, more money. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing this for you know, for what they're paying me.
Right. Yeah. That's going back to like what we were talking about with the quarantine and like it being good that like production has kind of resumed for the adult industry is, yeah, there's a lot of people, a lot of performers that are just killing it on their OnlyFans. And that's like awesome for them. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I super respect like those people, but then there's people that like might not have the following, or people that aren't performers, like crew, that can't really rely on OnlyFans income for everything. And like those people were really hurting during those down months. So
I heard they were doing drive-through strip thingies.
Drive-through what?
Drive-through strip joints. Like you could drive past. But you could.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw pictures of one in Portland, a drive-through strip club. Yeah, and they had like gas masks on the dancers.
Very Mad Max.
It was.
But yeah, you're right about the crew members. Like, there's a lot of people that aren't in front of the camera that are hit hard. Cause like, yeah, even crafty people. I imagine.
Yep.
Yeah, and I've noticed
industry, like we don't want to see like a lot of like our talented crew members like have to go find employment in another field to like.
I know a few MUAs that like who only do the adult stuff and don't do like mainstream stuff that were just in bad situations, and you know they're valuable to y'all.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's so many like little people behind the scenes that make things happen within the adult industry that like people don't know about. It's not just like the people that you see on the screen.
It's true. Like even if it's just like one other person, you're like, you don't understand how important that person was to making this all come together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You like that angle? That was them all in our booth.
Right?
Do you know what you did to get that angle?
Absolutely.
You thought she was a contortionist.
Okay. And there was a lot of fluid flying.
Yeah, absolutely.
He got squirted.
Hazardous.
Like, it's a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we always ask everybody this. So what do you see in your full longevity of the industry? Like, because you are older than some of the newer people.
Could you clarify the question, please?
Like, for example, do you see yourself, you know, starting your own stuff? Do you see yourself like
what's your future? What do you see your future being in the adult industry, let's say the next 5 years?
Yes, my future. I definitely can see myself having the next 5 years, which is pretty cool and exciting because of what we talked about, like how popular the MILFs are. And, you know, I often get that, like, I don't look like a MILF and people are surprised to find my age. So that's really actually perfect for me because I can even, like, mature within that MILF category, you know, as I get older. And maybe in 5 years, I'll actually look like a MILF.
Like, the thing is, like, when I saw how old you were, I thought you were a lot younger than that. I mean, I knew you were like at least 26, 25, 26, but I didn't know you were the age.
Yeah, I think I asked you, and you said a lot younger. But it's refreshing to know that you're our age.
Yeah.
Yes. So we get like the Cinemax, Skinemax references. And
stuff. Yeah. The Spice Channel.
Real sex. Four. Oh.
Yeah, no, going back to what you were saying about, like, young people seeing, like, porn for the first, like, I guess we didn't really, you had to really kind of search out porn or know someone that had some porn when I was growing up, mm-hmm. like, to really find it. And right. Now, like, a lot of my friends, they date younger women, and they're like, yeah, bro, you don't know, man. These young girls, they do everything and anything. And I'm like, really? I mean, like, it was... Growing up, I mean, I would say most of a lot of women I met, they're like, nah, not until I'm 30. I'm not doing any kind of butt stuff. I'm good. Or it was very different. And now, like, it seems like young people are so, like I said, like you said, far, like, in what they're attempting. But then it's like, is that what you like? Or is that something you're doing because you think a person likes? It's so... I don't know. I guess it can be kind of confusing because it's like, yeah, maybe I do want to do this, but do you want to do this? Or are you just doing this because porn has told you this is what you're supposed to do?
Right. No, absolutely. It's like a lot of people think of sex as being like this really like linear thing where it's like, oh, you just insert this in here and go this direction. And that's all sex is. And it's like, no, like sex is so much more and there's so many more things that you can bring into it and you can really explore it and like find what gives you the most pleasure. And it's going to be totally different than like the person next to you or whatever you're watching. Like you have to like kind of get some experience to find out what that is, you know? And you're not going to get that just from like watching it. You're going to get that by connecting with another person. But it's also like people are talking a lot more about sex and there's a lot more like pop culture references and things like that. And yeah, like it definitely comes with like a little bit of like attitude or negativity towards the industry, but I think it's shifting and I think it's becoming more positive and I think people are becoming more sex positive, which like gives me a lot of hope that like maybe there'll be like a second stage cultural, you know, sexual revolution or something where we don't shame ourselves for our sexuality and like make it something like really terrible and like something bad. There's nothing bad about sex.
No, the thing
that's true. That's true. Because I feel like even sexually open people, like some of the things they like, they're like, I'm a little ashamed that I'm okay. I'm all way up to here, but I really like something right here, but I can't share that because I think you'll judge me for that up here, even though we've been riding together all the way up here.
I think like everybody has that little thing that, you know, it's okay to have sex, but then when you talk about it, it's like, it's something wrong to just talk about it. You know, you can't, like you just supposed to do, have sex very vanilla-like and then like missionary only and then have a good day, you know? And that's what they want people to believe sex is. It's just missionary and nothing else. You know, you can't go down to Kama Sutra, you know.
No, it's interesting. I feel like even like people, well, I feel like ultimately people don't want to be like, I don't know, rejected if you tell someone like, hey, can you spit in my mouth? Yes. And they're like, you don't want to be like, ugh, no, you're gross. I hate spit. Get out. We're like, can I just look at your feet?
I'm talking about those.
Definitely. Like, there's a lot of fear of judgment. And that's why, like, I think it's really important that people understand that, like, most people have, like, a fetish or a kink or, like, a sexual act that they really like that they're probably not comfortable vocalizing. But, like, try and explore it. And if you're not with a partner that you can, like, say that with, there might be something wrong with, like, that relationship, partnership, like, you know, hookup. Like, if it's someone that you've been with a few times, like, you should be able to communicate these things. Like,
I feel that it's always that, you know, even if you feel that you can talk to them about, you know, this or that, that it becomes a situation like, so if I do tell them this, you know, will they think weird of me?
Yeah, know? Maybe they won't reject me.
Yeah.
But they'll think something else of me.
Or like, they might just say they're not into it because
What you want to get your booty licked? Some people, I don't do that.
Some people enjoy
I don't lick no dude booty.
And like instrument in the bedroom.
I thought we were
People have like just really narrow minds, like narrow perspectives, to be honest. Like, it's like, well, if you enjoy getting your butt licked, like, you know, if you're a guy, like, you must be gay. And it's like, no, that's not the case at all. Or, you know, if you like being strangled or whatever, like, you must have like some repressed past. Like, and if you like feet, like, who knows, you know?
Yeah.
No, those things don't necessarily, because you know there's an example of one person that was that way, it doesn't mean that everyone is that way, and it also doesn't mean that it has to, like, stay that way forever. Like, I know so many more men and, like, fans and things, you know, that are getting more comfortable, like, exploring their own asshole, like,
I mean,
you know,
like, people are just scared being
ashamed about it or coming out about, like, bisexuality. And it's like, you know, tons of, like, power to those guys because they're not letting society's, like, viewpoints necessarily stop them from something that they're really feeling drawn towards and, like, they really want to explore. And, like, for some people, it's just a phase. For some people, it might be like a step to like a whole new level for them.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I guess people have to open their minds to the possibility. It seems like every time someone's uncomfortable with something, they're like, it has to be the worst possible thing that I could think of because this person likes this. Not just like, oh, maybe they just like this and they like me and that's why they want me to do it.
Right. And you can always like just try something once and it doesn't mean that you have to like do that again. Like, you could just be curious, see what it's like, decide it's not for you and move on, you know? But it doesn't like mean you're a type of person or anything like specific like that at all.
I think a lot of people are afraid to try new things because of what society tells them that they shouldn't want to try these new things, and then they miss out on so much of their prowess because of fear because of that, you know. And I know a lot of the stuff that I enjoy, I did at a very young age, that was positioned to me by the girl I was with back then. And it was like, okay, I enjoy this. But if I didn't do that then, and I told myself today I should try this, I'd be like, it's not gonna happen, you know.
So you're saying, like, if you didn't try it back then, you're not going to try it now?
Well, no. What I'm saying is, like, for example, I always say on here that I like, you know, being pinched with clothespins and stuff like that. I enjoy that. Now, if I didn't do that when I was younger, and you come to me now as a 37-year-old and say, yes, I'm going to put clothespins down your side, you'd be like, that just sounds like a lot of pain. What is this? No. And like, I believe that if you try to do stuff, you know, sooner than later, and try to, you know, express or explore all the stuff you can do sexually with whatever type of partner you want to be with, you know, the more enjoyment you're going to get out of it as you go on later in life.
I used to think, like, sooner was better. And, you know, the more people I talk to, I think it's just really personalized, like, where you are, like, on your journey and in your life and in your relationships and just maturity and what you want out of life, you know. Finding it out earlier, like, definitely gives you more time to, like, enjoy what you really enjoy. But, like, if you're not ready earlier, like, and you're more mature and more comfortable and know yourself better, like, I find a lot of people our age and older are still exploring things, like, getting into things for the first time. Like, you know,
yeah,
I met, like, a woman that's like, oh, you know, I want to try women and I want to try group play and I want to try this. Like, I was married for so many years and never did any of that stuff, but now I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like I meet a lot of women, yeah, around our age or older that are like, I'm just kind of actually trying to live a sexually free life right now because I just didn't have the chance to, or I just chose not to because I wasn't supposed to. But now nobody's checking for me so much, so I'm going to do it. But it's like, we're still checking for you, but it's good that you're free.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just really enjoy when people that I'm with are willing to, you know, just try new things, you know? And don't get me wrong, there's some stuff that really creeped me out, like with what some people are into and some people aren't into, whatever. It's just, sometimes it's just, you know, you gotta make sure that if you know for a fact that, you know, it goes past your limits, that you fully express that. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're just gonna put yourself in a situation.
That's where communication comes in.
Yeah, and a situation, like, where you're doing something and you don't enjoy it and you're not happy with it at all. And it's just gonna make a long term pain, whatever. Because, like, I know one thing that I really hate. So I'm always willing to express that. Most people aren't. So,
okay, you hate feet. I get it. You hate feet. Okay, I'm sorry. I like them. I've just become comfortable saying I like them.
Kid, I hate feet so much.
You hate them.
I've said before, like, if I'm having sex with somebody and they purposely put their foot on, like, they're barefoot anywhere on me, I just frizzle.
Really? So yeah. Wait.
I hate feet.
Okay. When you're having sex, like, you don't get feet on you? Socks on.
Some people like to step on you. They like the foot play thingy. And it's like,
okay.
Yeah, don't do that. Like, yeah, I can avoid making eye contact with your foot. Even there's a video online right now of me telling somebody how to get somebody in the mood, whatever. There's a video out there of me, like, and I'm doing this with a female, and, like, there's a video out there, and, like, I'll tell everybody, if a foot has a sock on it or a stocking on it, it doesn't bother me. It's the physical bare foot.
So when you're, like, up, and, like, if you're holding her leg, do you just, like, move the foot out of the way?
I try to avoid eye contact with the foot.
Where are the feet at?
I mean, if I'm doing like this, whatever, I can look at the legs and I look at the feet.
You're just like, oh, nah, that's just a stump at the end.
Yeah, this is
there's nothing attached to what I'm holding.
It's just a stump. Huh?
Is socks worse or better?
No, it's like, if I can't see the physical bare foot.
Okay.
So it's the actual bare foot. So if I see the nub of the toes, those bother me.
Okay.
The worst.
So are you putting the foot with the sock in your mouth?
I have never put a foot in my mouth.
Oh, well.
But no, but like,
I was going to say, like, it doesn't make sense with the sock.
But no, what I was going to say was, there's a video of me giving a girl a foot massage, but she's wearing a sock. She's wearing a stocking. And that's on our YouTube channel from Malone. It's our third most popular video.
So you and need I'm, foot condoms at all times.
Yeah, you need foot condoms. Feet condoms.
Condoms at all times.
I need that barrier.
And what if it's like a sheer stocking or something? You can see through it.
I think it's more so the actual physical nothingness on it. The bare skin.
The naked foot.
The naked foot.
Man, you have trouble during Quentin Tarantino movies, huh?
I really it's some movies that I really
look at your big toe, I can't watch it.
And you know what's funny? It's like we were doing a podcast with somebody over Zoom because of COVID, and like I was saying this, and she misunderstood what we meant, and then she leaned back and showed her feet.
And he was like,
"And the thing is, that happened twice too, and like the thing is like I have to edit all these to make sure that they sound okay. It's like so when I try to remember when they did it, so I can avert my eyes." Because I don't want to see no Bigfoot. Even though the person who the foot belonged to is a very beautiful human being, it's like...
Rawstar, you got to understand. Okay. This sounds... Okay. I just... Okay, this is why I've been wanting to say this for a long time.
You got to give me a girl.
Long time. I've never got to say this about a foot.
True confession.
When someone... It's like, I'm working out. When somebody's athletic, you're like, oh, there's a lot of work that goes into that. And when someone has like nice feet and they're like, yeah, when they have nice feet, you're like, you really put some work and money into those feet. And I appreciate it. If somebody's an athlete with nice feet, oh man.
I probably can think of like one like I
it's
probably,
the work, it's the dedication.
I can pinpoint one of the times where I realized I really hated feet, and I remember where I was, and I remember who feet it was. I'm not gonna say her name, but she was a ballet dancer, and when I saw hers, it was another reason why I knew that I can't be around them. Even though they're pretty, it was like. So that's one of my phobias. I've always said like if someone ever kidnapped me and they want me to tell all the secrets, just kidnap me and threaten to touch me with your foot and I'm telling everything. I'm telling everything.
Wow.
Yeah, they live at 224 Mike and Ike Drive.
Man.
They were there. They'll be there at 4:00 p.m. They drive a red Taurus. Yeah, red okay. Ford Taurus.
Jeez.
Their mama name is Lucy. What else you want to know?
If you ever cross me, you know what you're getting on your Twitter.
Go over there and put your feet on Rawstar. He'd be really happy.
Y'all just frizzle up.
I got socks on right now.
I'll be all like this in the corner, like, oh no. I'm sorry.
It's interesting that you can like pinpoint a certain point because I think a lot of people have that experience. But I don't know. It's also some things that are like an acquired taste. Like, you don't necessarily appreciate like fine wines out the gate. Like sometimes you have to try it out, like get a taste for it.
I mean, when it comes to my sexual prowess, like I was willing to try a lot of things. A lot of things I would never do, but a lot of things I was willing to do, and that's how I learned there were some things that like I was into, and I had a person who I trusted in doing all this. A lot of people don't have that when they're with somebody. They don't fully trust that they as a person knows what they're fully doing. And they could get really hurt with doing whatever. But when I first started doing all this stuff, like, I didn't care because I was young and, wanted, I'm getting sex. Yes. So that was my mentality.
Yeah, it's very hard to be like, hey, you know what? Even though we're all like, we're meeting so many people that are exploring the sexuality and all that stuff, it's very kind of, I feel like it's hard to meet someone and be like, let's get weird. Without like, I don't know. It's hard to meet someone that's like, let's get weird this way. But can we not like be too weird like the rest of our lives a little bit? Like, can we be like weird here, but like, why does it have to be weird? Why does this have to all be weird?
But it doesn't. Okay. Like what we're talking about with those couples, you know, that get into it. Like, mm-hmm. they're not weird 24/7. Like, it's just in the bedroom or whatever that they, you know, choose to let be freaks together. I definitely recommend, like, put that out there if that's something that you want to be. Like, just put it up front. Like, put it in your dating profile or whatever, because you'll save yourself so much time. Like, you'll attract people that, like, are down with that instead of people that, like, you got to waste time explaining yourself to.
It's true. It's, you know, I think in a lot of people, for a lot of people, they end up, like, you know, maybe they do meet a woman that wants to get weird, and they're like, she's like, well, most guys are kind of don't want to get weird, and he's never saying he wants to get weird, and it was this one thing on his birthday, but he's like usually kind of restrained, and he's like, I don't want to be too weird, and she's like, I wish you would just be weird. I wish I had a weird guy, and he's like, I wish he was weird, man.
I hear, I wish she was weird a lot more often than I wish she wasn't weird. You know, like,
yeah,
that's far less common.
That is true. That is true.
My girl's too freaky for me. I can't.
I mean, some people are like that. They're really, really vanilla and everything. They want to do two positions. And
yeah, there's
missionary and cowgirl, and that's it. Not reverse cowgirl, regular cowgirl.
I'll tell a quick story. I was at an after hours, and it was this trans woman. She was obliterated, but her and her boyfriend got into a tiff, and she was like, she's like, we would do all this weird stuff, and now all he seems like he wants to do. It's weird stuff. And she was like, I didn't fully transition to do weird stuff. Now I just want to be like basic. And I was like, well, it doesn't sound like y'all match up exactly, but that's interesting that you always just really wanted to be kind of basic. And you did all that just to get it to, and it's like, well, that was kind of confusing at the end, wasn't it? Because now you got somebody that's like, yeah, lick my butt. And you're like, can we do it, missionary? Can you look at me in the eyes the whole time?
Yes. I've been longing for this for years. That I've been working towards.
I've been working to this puritanical idea of sex.
It makes sense, though, because that's also what, like, we see portrayed all the time. So for someone that maybe sees themselves as like outside of that norm to like fantasize about being normal. Like it's just flipping what we're talking about kind of on its head, you know?
That's true. Very much so.
Be open-minded. That's my big.
Yeah, be open-minded.
I mean, I believe that, you know, once you're open-minded about everything and, you know, you put everything on the table, that's when you can fully express everything, whatever. And for some people, it's hard to, you know, fully express that, you know.
It's true. It's true. If you're truly open-minded, you can be okay with, like, oh, you don't like that? That's fine with me. I mean, it's weird because there's people that are open-minded, but they're like, nah, I just have this boundary right here. And then nowhere else. Or if you don't do what I do, then I don't like you.
And there's nothing wrong with having boundaries. They're your own taste. Like, other people don't have to like everything that you like. But, like, we got to respect each other. Like,
that's true.
People, and, like, be decent and show everyone love, you know? But you don't have, like, if we were all the same, it would be so boring.
Oh, yeah. It'd be like, I don't know. Well, it'd be boring. Because, like, every... Wow. How's that sound? Everybody's a different flavor.
Yeah!
I know, like, the other day, I did this test thingy, and it tells you, like, what your kinks is, or whatever. And it basically broke it down to, you know, what you, like what your profile fits the most. Mm-hmm. And, like, I wasn't surprised about one of them, but I was surprised that some of the other ones were as high as they were. Does that make sense? So I was like... Mm-hmm. Really?
Like, Did you find something new about yourself? Like,
yeah. No, I mean, like, I was trying to see if I can find it right now, but it was just, it just caught me off guard, like, via what came out. I'll say that.
I think those kink tests are pretty good. You know, they're not always like totally accurate, but they're like a great starting point, and they can familiarize you with some terms that you could look up and start exploring more things. Yeah, I would say that's kind of one of my starting places, was a quiz like that.
I just realized that it just opened my eyes to, like, how much or how high some stuff is, like, with me. So it was like, oh, this is...
I mean, yeah. It's very, those tests are pretty interesting, because you find out, like, oh, I'm very different, maybe sexually, than I am as a person, like, going throughout the world.
Absolutely, yes. That's so common for people to be the opposite sexually than they are out in the world.
I mean, like,
yeah, very sure.
That's how people learn about me, and it's like, he's a real a weird cookie, and that's why people like who I tell what I'm into just say it doesn't fit your.
George, you got like a good position at a job, and it's like a thing with a lot of actual power. You're a sub, we know.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. All you CEOs are subs.
I'm a dastardly sub, and I don't like. Not being a sub. Like, don't put me in a position of power.
You're not dominant at all, man. I know that.
I probably the most dominance I have in my sector of prowess is just telling, making sure that we have a safe word or a word that we have to, like, you know, to stop. That's it. That is the extent of my of my dominance.
Wow.
You just want to be safe, and then...
Yeah, I just want to be safe. That's it.
I think what's also cool about those quizzes is, like, you know, they'll give you a percentage, and you can kind of see, it'll rack and stack which ones, you know, you're the most like, or, you know, enjoy the most. And I would say, like, definitely maybe, like, your top three, like, those are things that you want to be able to, like, express sexually, like, in your sex life. Like, those are things that you should definitely, like, explore, and you'll enjoy those the most. And if your partner, like, isn't willing to, like, try those things, like, you just might be incompatible, which sucks if you're married. But if you're not, then that's where compromise comes, you know, and it's everyone's personal choice. But then those lower things, like, you know, take them or leave them, like, you know, but if something is, like, super important to you or your partner, like, try and, like, incorporate it into sex as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like,
I feel like a lot of partners or couples don't go and explore that until much later on. Yeah,
I think if people had more sex, people would stay together longer. People would be happier. They'd be nicer to each other. I think, like, so much of America and the world just needs to get laid.
I agree.
That's true. There's a lot of people that are just like, oh, yeah, I know exactly what happened last night and why you're this way at work and you're usually not this way. You got laid.
Yeah. Okay, here it is. So,
that's it.
Like,
that's all it took.
Yeah. So I found it. So my top five was, the top one was voyeur. Then it was Rope Bunny. Then it was Chosenus, Submissive, and then a D-grade.
Rope Bunny.
Yeah, I was like, wow. Rope Bunny. I was surprised that was that high.
That's cool. What I think is cool about those quizzes, too, is, like, if you take them over time and you notice, like, certain things, like, maybe your top five is always the same, or maybe your percentages change, but that'll be really common, like, based on experience. Like, I found that getting into porn has really changed, like, my sexual preferences in my personal life and, like, what I'm into, you know? So every kind of experience might take you like one way on the spectrum or another way on the spectrum and take you in a different direction that you want to explore.
And porn sex and regular real sex is so different, and you can do more things in, you know, in your personal life than you can do, you know, when you have directors saying cut, move this, you know, pose,
you don't have to be compliant.
pose this way, Put your foot behind your head. Yeah, there you go. Okay, cut.
You're in the shot. Your knee's in the shot.
Yeah, people always ask me, like, what scene of yours should I watch? What's the best? And I'm just like, I feel like the ones I enjoy the most are the ones where the director is like, okay, just fuck each other. And it's like for people that get to just fuck each other, you know, enjoy each other, less directing. But sometimes there's a good reason that they need.
I mean, I agree. But what I mean is, it's like, you know, when you get, no, I'm not, and this is not from a visual standpoint, but from a personal, you know, when you're actually having sex standpoint, when you're doing a scene, whatever you have, you know, sometimes they give you like a set time to do certain positions. They give you a list. We want you to follow this script, this script. And when you're having your personal sex, you know, all goes, you know, you're not just
improv. Yeah, improv,
it's improv, improvisation. So that's what I mean. However, I do want to say this. Yes, we have reached the end, and it went so fast.
And the culmination culmination.
So I do want to say thank you so much, Kit, for being, you know, being our guest on our final episode of season 2. You are a joy, a pleasure. And
I knew it was a good one. Told you, Rockstar.
Yeah, and actually, like, me and CW were talking about who should we have to, you know, end us out. And he said, Kit. I'm like, yeah, she would be fun. And, like, yeah, so we said we got to make sure that she ends us off right. So we were actually, you know, our thought to make sure we ended off right. Like a month ago.
I'm so honored. Like, yeah, so. Yeah, I'm super honored. You all are so kind, and this is like super fun. First time I've done maybe one like this long and everything.
Yeah, we usually go for an hour. We've been on for an hour and 10. I just looked at the clock. But please tell everybody where they can find you, where they can, you know, get all your, you know, whatever you do, everything.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely. Join my OnlyFans, onlyfans.com/KitMercer, or just go to KitMercer.com. I always keep that updated with, like, my latest links, you know, where you can find me. I'm on social media. I'm on Instagram at NotKitMercer, and I'm on Twitter. There's a Safe for Work, which is ironically at KitMercerXXX. And then there's a Not Safe for Work, which is at Kit Mercer X. And you can also find me on AVN Stars. I'm trying to build that up. And Pornhub. And just Google me. If you just Google me, that helps. You know, Google me daily if you're my fan. Because
yeah, make sure you do, because she
Google is it, baby.
A delight. She's fun. She loves her fans. And you will enjoy everything and anything that she puts out. And yeah, it's well worth it. CW, tell everybody where they can find you really quick.
All right. You can find me on Instagram. I guess it's my personal Instagram. I don't know. Business and personal kind of blurs these days. But it's Christopher_Willie_J. That's on Instagram. If anything about the gym or any funny stuff I post about the gym. It's CC Fitness LA on Instagram, CC Fitness LA on Twitter, and then it's ccfitnessla.com. And if you're still using Facebook, you can find my page on CC Fitness.
Okay, you can find us at burbankmisfits.com. That has everything that me and CW does, from him doing exercise, workouts, being a physical trainer. And you can find what I do and what me and him does do as, you know, photographer, videographer, and, you know, everything else on the spectrum of what's on there. And we're also on Burbank Misfits on Twitter and on Facebook, and The Burbank Misfits on Instagram. I'm Rawstar, R-A-W-S-C-A-R-R, on Twitter and on Instagram. Thanks so much again, Kit. And everybody, please tune in next week. We will be starting our season 3. And, yeah, it should be a lot of fun. We have a lot of people coming up soon. And, you know, hope you enjoy the podcast and talk to you next week.
Yeah.